Just want to make sure you can do that. And once you get in trouble. All right, QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q. Net control of the Tech Tuesday Net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL of 131.8. SNET's conducted every Tuesday. Well, it's not anymore. It's actually the second and fourth Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. The repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank them for the use of the repeater for the net. The purpose of the net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio and anything else technical. The gateway to spark interest in technology. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. We don't have any of that out there. How about any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q.
KF6Q, KK6MOS.
Brett, go ahead with your announcement.
I did check, and I am on the website now, and it was changed. It's now 9 o'clock and 28 seconds, and it's supposed to go by at 9:02. So, I don't know. Jim and I are going crazy.
Well, Brett, just grab a chair, get out there at about, you know, I don't know, 8 o'clock. Stare at the sky. Eventually, it'll come by. All right. Well, thank you for that. Are there any other announcements? All right. Little announcement here. This weekend coming up is Field Day. We're going to talk about Field Day tonight. If you don't know what Field Day is, pay attention. If you already do, that's okay. You can listen anyway. But that is Friday and Saturday. We're going to be setting up Friday set up, Saturday and Sunday operation, I should say. It happens all the way across the United States on the fourth full weekend in June. And that's the way it has to be, because sometimes we have five full weekends in June. And it's not the last weekend, it's the fourth full weekend in June. All right, anyway, and another announcement is that the Field Day exercises for the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club will be at the Paradise Yard. Paradise is a street that goes north and south, and by golly, it's only about a mile and a half long. So if you went all the way from one end to the other, you will find this. There'll be a sign on the east side that says Paradise County Yard. ID on the net. All right, well, the topic is, Quint's got some great information involving Field Day, involving the ISS, and all a bunch of great other stuff out there. We're going to talk about that this evening and coming up, but let's do a roster here. If your name gets called, great. A lot of people, sometimes you're there, sometimes you're not. So we're just going to call some names out here and see who is there, starting with KA6CIA George. And George is not there. All right. Well, let's see here. How about WA6ITC Rod?
Yeah, from Mike Williams, WA6ITC.
Okay, Rod. Glad to have you out there. All right. Next I have KJ6FIL Mike.
I'm out here somewhere. KJ6FIL.
All right, Mike, good to have you out there. You guys all remember second and fourth Tuesdays now. All right. Let's see. I know this guy's out there. I just heard him. KJ6KDLJM and probably KJ6KDK Rosemary is not too far away.
Absolutely. KJ6KDL here within the background.
KJ6KDK.
Oh, very good, Jim. Good deal. All right, let's see if we have KI6IQA Kelly. All right, no Kelly. He's very busy guy these days, and I'll guarantee you, I bet you he is just beat after being out in the sun all day. Well, how about K6GVL, Ron in Green Valley Lake. Looks like we don't have Ron. By golly, I bet we have Harold. 86PL, Harold.
86PL.
And good evening, Harold. Glad to have you out there. Good deal. I know this guy's out there. I heard him. K6LCS, Quinn.
K6LCS, good evening.
Hello, Quint, and say hello to the donkey out there, your pet donkey. Anyway, let's see here. We have KJ6PYVD. No, Dave. Let's see here. K6YNW, Chris. Oh, Chris, how about W6POO, Chip?
Good evening, Tech Tuesday, Nanette, W6POO, no traffic from Palm Springs.
And good evening, Chip. Yeah, next Tech Tuesday for everybody out there listening will be July 8th. That'll be the second Tuesday of July. All right, well, moving right along here. Not sure if Shelly's out there, KJ6QYN. All right, nothing heard. How about AE6CK, Victor? He's probably getting ready for field day. How about KA6ROD, Rod? All righty, no Rod out there either. Okay, he's quite getting thin here. How about W6JET, Rob? No Rob. How about KJ6RAY, Ray? All right. I hope the repeater is working okay here. That's one of those days, huh? Getting ready for all the stuff coming up. Let's see if we have. Let's now flip this over. And there is KK6FJE. Let's see if we got Zach.
KK6FJE, Zach, mobile, doing some fishing.
Well, hey, Zach. I know you came by field day last. You were looking for your call sign, actually, and you got it. This year, hopefully, you can come by out there, Paradise Yard. Looking forward to that. All right. Good luck on the fishing. How about KK6HUB, Bob?
Yeah, hi, Tom and the group. KK6HUB.
Good evening there, Bob. Glad to have you out there. All right, let's see. Not sure who's out there. How about W2PFA Hart? You're an Hart out there? I know he's. This guy's out there. KK6MOS, Brett.
Unfortunately, I'm always out here. KK6MOS, thank you.
That's okay, Brett. Brett, did we ever make it by the, somebody said, not sure, that you were going to go by the trailer place down the hill, or was that a different day?
Tomorrow morning. I go to Whittier and then to pick up, to Placentia to pick up my TS-520, and then on the way back I swing right by the U-Haul, and I'll stop and talk to him.
Thanks a bunch, Brett. Appreciate that. TS-520. Cool. Cool radio. All right. Let's see here. How about N6WNO, Mike? Nothing there. Let's see. I have lots of other names here, but let's see who's out there this evening. Come back to KF6Q for Check Tuesday in the group for guest check-in.
My end.
I don't know how I missed you on the list, because you're there. Hello, Bill. Sorry. KD6LAN, glad to have you out there. Who else is out there?
AF6PI.
Romeo Juliet.
All right, 6PI, glad to have you out there. And glad to have you out there, Harry. How you doing? Anybody else?
W6JLM.
Okay, I had two stations in there, and one of them, though, came over stronger than the other, and that was JLM, W6JLM. Judith, very glad to have you out there. Thanks for checking in. Who else was out there at the same time?
W6KMM.
Well, we got Ken out there, too. Glad to have you out there. And I hope you weren't doubling with Judith. Anyway, anybody else?
Alpha Echo 6, Charlie Kilo.
All right, you can give me Alpha on that. I still know that's you, Victor. Glad to have you out there. Anybody else? Well, that's a big enough list for as far as I'm concerned here. Yeah, for everybody out there, we have field day coming up hard and fast once again here. Clint, you've got some really cool stuff. Never heard of this before. This is voice contact with the ISS during field day. You want to go ahead and take it from there? Please do. K6LCS, KF62 from Tech Tuesday in the group.
Good evening. At 11:11 in the morning on Saturday, our time, 11:11, starting in the southwest, heading to the northeast, we have an incredible 80-degree pass of the International Space Station. But, folks, it gets better than that. Astronaut Reed Wiseman is going to try and work some stations, voice simplex for us on Saturday for field day. Reed will be using the call sign NA1SS, and if the European Space Agency's astronaut Alex Gerst is going to participate, he'll be using the call sign DP0ISS. There are one, two, three, four, five. There are six passes over North America that we're tentatively going to have them working. If voice operation does occur, it'll be from the Columbus module on 144.49 uplink, 144.49 for us uplink, and we're listening to them on 145.800. That's the Region 2 standard frequencies, uplink of 144.49, downlink 145.800. If Reed's not working, then packet should be up on 145.825. We have not yet confirmed that the Russian crew will be participating, but if they do, we're going to have them use the 437.550, 437.550 from the Russian module using call sign RS0ISS. RS0ISS. But boy, for just a pass of listening to the packet, this pass at 11:11 in the morning on Saturday could not be a more spectacular pass. And add to that the possibility of Reed Wiseman being on the air for us. Set your brain stations up. It's going to be exciting. That's all I've got, Tom, K6LTS.
Well, fantastic there, Clint. You know, this is one thing to mention now. We're all occasionally getting out there and seeing the ISS go over at night. Of course, you can see that all lit up in the sky. No, it doesn't have landing lights. It doesn't have running lights. That is actually the reflection from the sun. This is why it actually heads to the east sometimes on a path. It'll just vanish from sight. Well, it's gotten beyond where the sun can hit it. So that's what lights up the ISS. And in the morning, same way, same reason. But it doesn't mean it's not there during the daytime. No, you won't see it. It's too bright out. And you're going to just basically have to get some tracking coordinates with that. I know at 11:11, that's a good time of the day. And hopefully we can make some contact with that. That'd be pretty cool. So that's an extra 100 points for field day. Anyway, let's talk about field day. Happens once a year. Some of you out there are thoroughly entrenched in what it's all about, but some of you have no clue. So what we're going to do is talk about that tonight and fill in what we're going to be doing this year. Field day basically was originally set up as an emergency field setup of ham radio in the field, just as it says. Set up a radio station, antenna, all the whole nine yards there, getting everything going. However, it's a little bit more fun now. It's a contest. Everybody says, well, no, it's a contest. Not a contest. It's a drill. Nah, it is a contest. And either way, it's a fun contest. And if it wasn't fun, we wouldn't have everybody in the United States participating, ham radio operators, that is. Many different categories. base stations, mobile, emergency power only, solar only, low power only, high power, many different categories. Just Google up the ARRL field day, and or just field day itself, and you'll get a lot of good information. There is a whole set of rules and regs. Not that critical, basically just tell all the different ways you can score points. Points is a thing. Last year we had some really bad conditions as far as propagation. The year prior to that, though, the Big Barometric Radio Club came in second place nationwide, second place nationwide in the category of 7 Alpha. 7 Alpha, well, what does that mean? Okay, that means we were running 7 stations. There are some sites that run 20 stations. I have no idea what the limit is on that. But if you have a group or a club, 7 is, it's a good number. It's a lucky number for us. And Alpha means that we were working off of portable backup power, which would be generators or anything like that, but you cannot be hooked up to the main Edison or whatever power mains. Anyway, a lot of great fun making contact. Generally, teams, people work in pairs, one making contacts, one doing the logging, and both of them with sets of ears out there listening. Most of this is on the HF band, but there is some on 6 meter, some on 2 meter, not a lot, because actually the HF bands are the ones that will travel all the way across the country. Bill, KD6LAN, you made a great contact the other, what was it, 2 years ago. Went to the almost up in the northeastern Canada, is that correct?
Yeah, that was Saskatchewan. I think it was about 4K from where we were.
Yeah, fantastic. And that's not uncommon, making contacts all the way across the United States and up into Canada and other parts unknown. Anyway, each area, of course, will be identified by their call sign. We will operate under the call sign Kilo 6 Bravo Bravo, which is K6BB. That is the repeater we're talking on. That is the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. And everybody out there uses the same call sign and working all the bands at the, actually at the extra class level. And you don't have to be a general class. You do not have to be an extra class. You have to be, basically, a tech is great, and you can actually operate in certain conditions without a license whatsoever, provided you have the proper people nearby. Anyway, all a lot of fun, great fun, and a lot of setup happening this Friday, and starting to operate Saturday morning, just a little bit before noon, 24 hours around the clock. I did hear Harry out there. Harry, in the past, not every year, but I know that you and Nancy have actually worked the night shift. Whoa, that's the toughest time. You want to let us know a little bit how what is that like operating after the sun goes down? Harry, if you're still out there.
So after the sun goes down, we got to turn on the lights, of course. Gets kind of dark, and it gets cold, usually. And thank goodness I have Nancy to keep me company and do the logging. I only do 75 meters during the night because that's what's open. And in the past, we've made contacts to as far as Texas and a few more states out east. So it was hunt and pick. We didn't. And then, of course, sometimes I just parked on one frequency and did the calling and waited for responses. So that's about it. Nothing really special. K6RJ.
Harry, we all appreciate what you and Nancy do. I mean, that's actually pulling the swing shift is, you know, greatly appreciated. And the hunt and pick and parking, two different ways of operating. Which would you say is the best, or do you think it's just great to try both? And then I'm going to go in here and kind of explain to everybody what that means. But either choice, either one of those is your favorite, or you just like doing both?
If it gets lonely on one frequency, don't have any comebacks or just dupes, then I find a strong signal that I can hear well, and I do my calling there, and as soon as I, of course, get a comeback, and we log that station, and we move on to another station that has a good signal.
Well, good deal, and that's actually common sense there in being applied. And for all of those who do not know what that is, well, basically the ham bands are large. And let's say if you were working, in this case, the 40-meter band. If you're working the 40-meter band, many, many different frequencies to operate. Well, hunt and peck is basically you will start scanning the frequency in the band from the bottom to the top or top to the bottom until you start hearing stations out there. Next thing you can do is, if they're not somebody you've already contacted, try to break in there and get a hold of who you hear. The other operational method is to park on a frequency and simply keep calling CQ, CQ field day, see who's going to come back to you, and sometimes you'll have the people who are hunting pecking will find you. So. Like Harry says, if nobody comes back after a while, you're there by yourself, so it's time to just go out and start looking around. So with all that, a couple different ways. Like I said, that's, some people like one type and others like the other. Obviously, a base station running a lot of power, a guy operating by himself, going to really punch out there, and a lot of those people will camp out on a frequency and start broadcasting. Now, Harry, 75-meter band, working that at night, why is that? Well, that's because a 75-meter band is terrible during the day. There's too much interference because of the sun, the ionization, so when the sun comes up, 75 really gets bad. Sun goes down, 75 gets great. Let me reset. And then there's other bands, like the 40-meter and 20-meter, 15. All do very well during the daytime and do not too bad at night also. So all these little quirks and things you learn, things you'll experience if you go out there. If you've never operated in this fashion, camp out at our site there and be a logger. And basically all you have to do is just write down the call signs. It's really simple. QSOs are real short, basically to make sure we've acknowledged the call sign. And the section number, like we are section orange here, there's a whole list of sections across the United States, and the type. We were 7 alpha last year, probably be 7 alpha again. Anyway, whole lot of fun. Of course, the club, for all the club members and their guests, we have a barbecue at 6 o'clock-ish on Saturday, and a lot of good fun there, so... Anyway, anybody out there, any questions regarding Field Day or Field Day coming up, please come back to KL6Q, Tech Tuesday, and the group. Yeah, I had somebody trying to break in there, didn't copy, go ahead.
Tom, this is Whiskey 6.
Okay, I got Whiskey 6 and you dropped out. Try that one more time.
Copy.
I'm just getting you in there in bits and pieces. I heard copy. One more try.
All right. Can you copy any better now?
Sorry, crystal clear.
Well, I looked down. My power supply was at 10 volts. That's why. Sorry about that. What time are you going to be over there Friday? I'm coming over with, I got both generators, both Hondas, tent treader, gear, antennas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll stay until Sunday.
Oh, Gary, okay, got you now. We are going to start at 8 o'clock. We have the CW guys, strictly CW, will be setting up on the south side-ish, and sideband will be setting up on the north side-ish. Plenty of area there for your stuff, probably up there by the fire training containers or whatever up there, anywhere back there. So that would be good. As I think actually Friday, the only activity, they have the trash trucks coming in and out. They tend to stay in that big first area. We want to keep that clear. But fantastic. Yeah, about 8 o'clock-ish Friday is good.
Okay, so anyway, we, like I said, I've got a 3KW Honda and my 2KW and whatever. As long as Victor don't riot his high-powered amplifier again.
We padlocked it at 100. And we have Brett, KK6, MOS, new ham this year. He also has, I believe it's a 3K or thereabouts Honda. He's bringing that out, so that'll give us 3. And I think that'll work great. Anything else there, Gary?
Be over there between 8 and 9 then Friday, and I'll see you there then. So that's about it. If there's anything you need to bring my attention to, you know how to get a hold of me on the cell phone.
Okay, Gary, very good. And another reminder, too, didn't have this in the announcements. The Big Bear Amateur Radio Club will be having their meeting at the field day site. Actually, we will be in there. There's a training room there. That's where we're going to have the meeting. And that will be at 6:30, normal time, no tech hour, of course. And that will be Friday. Yeah, we'll have it there Friday. So, all right, good deal. Anybody else? Any questions or comments, please come back.
LAN.
Yes, sir, Bill.
Okay, first off, I need to let you know, I tried to call you earlier, but the barbecue situation has been resolved. I just need to figure out a way of getting it on the truck when I bring it over. So, and if that guy is still listening that's out there fishing in the all-wet mobile, you're not allowed to fish in my favorite honey hole, so you're going to have to move. Thanks, Tom. Just a little joke. I know, bad humor. What the heck? KD6LAN.
So your honey hole is actually Baker's Pond, and if you're not careful, I mean, it's like almost ready to disappear if the weight goes any lower. Anyway, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, Zach, continue to fish. Don't pay attention to him. What Bill was talking about there, another announcement. I'm glad you got that. Now, Bill, that is being donated, the whole unit. Is that correct?
Everything except the tank. I have a tank that I will bring that hopefully will be enough for the evening, but yeah, it's all cleaned up. It's all working order. We tested it, but it does not have a tank. I will bring one of mine for I guess for the hamburgers and hot dogs. But that's it.
Okay, good deal. So I will proceed with this. At everybody out there, as far as the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club is concerned, we have borrowed. Gratefully borrowed from Ray Bush his basically I'm going to call it skillet fryer, whatever you want to call it, year after year. There is a very, very nice I forget what brand it was, but it's been donated to the club. There was absolutely nothing wrong with it. A good friend of mine and Bill's there. And he just decided he wanted a brand new barbecue. So there's nothing wrong with the old one. And this is now belongs to the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, minus a propane bottle. I guess we could spring for that part here here real quick. Very nice barbecue grill, deluxe. Nice. Very nice. The man was very generous in donating this. And not even a ham radio operator, an old Coast Guard guy. But we thank him gratefully. All right, so that's good. And Brett, who's also KK6MOS, has a hot dog cooking machine. Fantastic. So we're not going to be chasing those hot dogs all over the grill again this year. It sits there and rotates those guys. We just want to make sure that we get them on there at least a day ahead of time, so they're like the ones at AM, PM, or the Swerpy Market. No, just kidding. Anyway, so that'll actually free up the barbecue for that. Brett, thanks again for letting us borrow that for the barbecue. All right, one more time out there. Let's see who's out there. Any comments or questions about Field Day 2014 with Big Bear Amateur Radio Club?
Matt?
Hey, sounds like a comment coming from Redlands. Go ahead, Mike.
KJ6FIL. I think I heard something about that hot dog machine. It was electric. More than likely it's 110. If you turn it around and you plug it into the 220 side of one of the generators, it'll make them in half the time. KJ6FIL.
You know what? And that'll work. But I think sometimes the little rollers they roll on start rolling too fast, and they launch, like up in the air. So we'll have to watch that. But we'll try that. That sounds very cool. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. And please, anybody out there with one of those, don't do that. Okay. He's kidding. All right. Any other questions or comments?
Hey, Tom, W6AWO.
Sir, how are you doing? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was filling my face the same time it was going on. Yeah, we've got everything ready and prepared. We've got all the documentation here. We've got lots of pencils. We're ready to help out in any way we can. Looks like another fun year, and that's what we want to make it out of. I know you got some other plans going. You know, I'll try to get my butt up out of, as close to 8 as I can, but depends on what the dog wants to do. All right. Back to you and everybody else. Look forward to seeing you on Friday sometime. W6AWO.
I appreciate that. And we do have two of the club easy ups. Actually, I think Bill is bringing one also. That's three. Did some checking. There are some at Big Five. Didn't see any at Kmart or on sale right now. But either way, that gives us a few as an option. I know it's a lot. It's a pain. We may still just revert back if we need to get those big monsters out there. But it would be nice. And the only thing hard is looking at that, we're going to have ECS people out there. We're going to have CERT people out there on Saturday. So a little extra shade certainly wouldn't hurt. And it sounds like we may have a little extra manpower out there. So anyway, and I know we did fix all the inserts. They all go together good. The last time we used them, anything that was crimped bad was fixed. Anything that needed to be crimped was taken care of. I know they all slip together like a glove now. So, but we'll see what happens. So it looks like it's going to be a very warm day and a warm night. So I know Harry and Nancy have plans of working 75 this night on Saturday night. So it may not be very cold. Anyway, thanks, Art. Anybody else? Comments, questions, anything about Field Day? Well, that's it in a nutshell. Like I said, that'll be 8 o'clock at Paradise Yard. And we'll be setting up two different crews out there. We have one crew that's going to be setting up on the south side. I'll be helping them also. We'll also be setting up on the north side. A lot of different things. Thinking outside the box, we've done some surveys, got some good areas to attach to. Great signal going out of the east end of the valley towards the east coast and the northeast, which is great. Plenty of parking, not a problem. Great deal. It's going to be fantastic. So looking forward to seeing everybody out there. Last call for comments and questions. Well, good deal. Wanted to thank everybody for joining us this evening. Once again, remember, no Tech Tuesday until July 8th, which will be the second Tuesday of the month. and then we will follow that up with the fourth Tuesday, which will be on the 23rd. Thanks, appreciate that. So we're going to close the net down, and thanking everybody for being out there. The QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Frycam, 6Q Net Control for the Tech Tuesday Net. We closed in the net 1900 hours, 36 minutes, 7:36 in normal English. Glad to have everybody out there this evening. Looking forward to Tech Tuesday on the 8th. Looking forward to setting up for Field Day this Friday and having a lot of fun Saturday and Sunday. See you out there. This is KF6Q. Returning the repeater back to normal use.